have your Bibles, turn with me to Genesis chapter 49 and verse 18. I want to use that verse. I want to preach on this thought this morning on the sermon I never heard. The sermon I never heard. I heard a lot of preaching when I was growing up. Every time I would go to church, they'd preach on heaven or hell. I knew about heaven and I knew about hell. But there was something I always missed. And I want to preach on that thought this morning, the sermon I never heard. In the Bible, in Genesis 49, verse 18, we have these words, "I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord." I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. The sermon that I never heard. I heard about heaven. I heard about hell. Not many people ever took the time to tell me that I needed what I needed to do, what must be done. That's what I want to preach about this morning. There are steps in salvation. There's things that we need. And if you're saved, you need to make a note of these things so you can help someone else. And if you're lost, you need to take heed, because you need to hear what thus saith the word. The need of salvation. First thing you do, you need to be saved. A lot of people have never come to that conclusion. I believe Brother Howard was speaking on the broadcast this morning and said there's a lot of people thinks they're too bad to be saved. A lot of people are so good they think they don't need to be saved. But everybody needs to be saved. Regardless of how good we are or how bad we are, we need to be saved. And that's not just something that the Baptist people decided one day to come up with. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Amen. That's what the Bible said. It said that all have sinned, and that got me and that got you. Yes. We're included in that all that have sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, there's a thought in there that a people try, but they're always coming short. They struggle, but they always come short. We can't measure up to God's standards. We can't measure up to God's will. For all have sinned. Isaiah said it like this: "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every man to his own way. We have gone our way. We have turned our way. We do things our way." That's the reason, my dear friend, that's the number one reason this morning that the churches are not filled. Right. Is because we do our will. Yes. If we did what God said, if people prayed and said, "Lord, what you want me to do this Sunday morning?" He'd say, "Get to church." Right. Wouldn't be no big problem there. There would be no discussion there. Just go to church. The Lord would instruct us all. Because he said, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some have." Don't forget the house of God. Don't forget the house of God. We all need to be saved. And when we come to that point that we realize our need of salvation, we come to the second thought that I want to share with you, is that you cannot save yourself. You cannot save yourself. The Bible said in Titus chapter 3 and verse 5 that it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy. He saved us. Not by our works, not by anything that we've done, but it's what he's done. That he saved us by his mercy. Mercy is that wonderful attribute of God whereby that God don't give us what we need or what we deserve. I'm sorry. He don't give us what we deserve. He gives us what we don't deserve. He gives us his mercy. If we had what we deserved, you've heard many times that we'd all probably be in hell. If we got what we deserved, we'd probably all be somewhere else. But we got his mercy, and we got what we didn't deserve. But he's got that wonderful attribute of mercy. But he's got another attribute, and it's called grace. Grace is the attribute of God whereby that God gives us what we don't deserve, in that he gives us salvation. He said in Ephesians 2:89, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that is not of yourselves; it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." God gives people grace. Now you've probably heard, but it's not so, that everybody's born with enough grace to get saved. Now, I've heard that, but it's not so. Because if they were, they'd all be saved right now. But faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And the reason that your children and my children got saved at a young age is because we had them under the word of God. And thereby they got faith to believe in God and to be saved. They heard about God and they wanted to know more about God. They had faith. We had our grandson and his wife over the other night, and they have a great grandboy, and he's 4 years old. And he goes to kindergarten at a church school, goes to church school, and so they learn about God. And so he knows that I'm a preacher, and so there, right out of nowhere, he comes over. He's 4 years old. He comes over and he looks up at me and he says, "Pop," said, "I want to know all you know about God."
Yeah.
I mean, that'll shock you.
Yes.
I want to know all you know about God. I mean, he's 4 years old. How do you tell a four-year-old all you know about God? you'll find that out as you raise children, as you have grandchildren, great-grandchildren. You'll find out. They'll snowball you sometimes with some of these questions and all. But he wanted to know all. But he had heard. When you hear, now there's a lot to. That's a majority of grown kids out there that they're not interested in God. They hadn't even heard about God. They hadn't heard about God. They know this church is here, but they hadn't heard about God. And they're not inquiring about God. But see, now he's going to be inquiring about God. And he won't be very old before he gets saved, because he's searching and he's looking. And he's going to find out about God. Because he wants to know. He's inquiring. He's seen some evidences around. There's things going on. We need people to understand that they can't save themselves. They need to be saved. But there's a God there. And that he's able to save them by his wonderful grace. By his wonderful grace. But the bad news is that we can't save ourselves. Worse news is you need to be saved.
Amen.
But thirdly, God has provided for your salvation. God has provided for your salvation. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 15:3, Christ died for our sins. Christ died for our sins. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Christ has provided. Aren't you glad this morning that even though you can't save yourself, that God was interested? And that God provided for your salvation? The Bible said in John 3:16, for God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's been said that if I had only one verse, I'd want that verse. Because that verse tells us that there's a God, and that God cares about the world, and that God loves the world, and that God wants to save the world, and that he'll save them and give them everlasting life. That's all you really need. You need to know that God loves you, and that God has provided for you, and that God will save you. But maybe the best news is you can be saved today. That's the best news that you can tell anybody that's lost. That's the best news that you can share with your friends and your loved ones, is that you can be saved today. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today is the day. This is the day, not yesterday. Yesterday's gone, not tomorrow. Tomorrow may never get here, but today is the day of salvation. Amen. So all of sin makes all sinners. Man is helplessly lost. He can't save himself. Nothing that he can do to be saved. There's nothing good. I've had people say, well, I don't do as bad as somebody else. It don't matter how bad somebody else or how good somebody else does. You can't measure your life with somebody else. If you want to measure with anybody, the only one you can measure with is Christ.
Amen.
Amen. That's the only one you can measure with. He's the only one that really counts. He's the only one that matters in our life is Christ. He's the one that really matters. And so we can't save ourselves, but God's provided. And we can be saved today. But here's the best news. What must I do? What part do I have? What is my part in salvation? There's got to be something that I can do. This is it. Mark chapter 1, verse 15 says, repent ye and believe the gospel.
Amen.
That's what you can do. I mean, quitting all of your habits, all your bad habits, straightening up and start doing as right as you know how to do, that's not it.
No.
You must repent of your sins because you're a sinner.
Amen.
You must trust God. You must repent of your sins and you must believe the gospel. What is the gospel? What is the gospel? I know it's growing up, but we'd go to the country store and somebody would tell a big yarn or long story and they'd say, now that's the gospel. That wasn't the gospel. Stories and short stories and all these little stories we hear around, that's not the gospel. What is the gospel? What is the gospel? 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 says that Christ died for our sins.
Amen.
according to the scriptures.
Yes.
That he was buried, and that on the third day he arose according to the scriptures.
Amen.
That's the gospel.
Amen.
That's plus nothing and minus nothing. If any person, anywhere, at any time, will repent of their sins and believe that Christ died for them,
yes,
that he was buried, that is the confirmation of the fact that he died.
Right.
I mean, that's what the burying's got to do in the gospel,
right,
is the fact that he was dead. He died for our sin.
Yes.
He died for our sin.
Yes.
And he was buried in confirmation of that.
Right.
But on the third day, he arose. And he's alive because of his resurrection. He lives today. And when you can get that in your heart, when I got that in my heart, when I got that in my life, that was salvation for me. I got that. And I want to tell you this morning that because of that, I am saved and I'm eternally saved.
Amen.
I'm saved today and I'll be saved the next time you see me. Because I believe. Believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Has there ever been that point in your life where that God spoke to your heart and you knew you were lost? You knew that you were lost. And you knew that there was nothing that you could do about it. Maybe you tried to do everything about it. Maybe you started going to church. Maybe you even joined the church. Maybe you straightened up and everything about your life is, everybody would think, my, they're doing so well.
Yeah.
But you know there's something still missing. Has there ever been that point where God spoke to your life and you repented that you were a sinner and you confessed that he was the Savior and you received him into your heart and your life? And you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Do you know that for sure this morning? If you don't, you need to make sure of that, because if you don't know that, you're liable to miss heaven.
Amen.
You're liable to miss heaven. I wouldn't have you to miss heaven for all of this world. I'm going to tell you that heaven is real, but just as real as heaven is, there's a hell that is just that real.
Yes.
And that's where sinners go. I mean, that's where, we used to say that's where bad people go. But really, it's not. It's where lost people go.
That's
where people go that don't believe in Christ. That's where people go that don't receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Good people go to hell. Bad people go to hell. But I'm going to tell you, it's those that reject Christ that go to hell. Are you saved? If you're not this morning, I want us to bow our heads for just a moment. Father, I pray that you'd search our heart, search our life. Cause us, Lord, to come back to that moment. Let us press that rewind button and rewind back through all the turmoils and the troubles and the problems and the situations that has brought us this far, and let us go back to that time, that place, that point where we met Christ. Make it real in my life. Make it real in our lives for Jesus' sake. Let us have that memory. Let us have that thought in our life right now. And if we don't have that place, if we don't have that knowing in our being, let us find an altar of prayer with a repentant heart, and let us trust Jesus this morning. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Amen. Let's stand together with a verse of an invitation. Brother Max, if you and Brother Meek will get us a verse, you know, come to the piano and the organ. God's speaking to you this morning.
Maybe you know you're lost and you need to be saved. You may be a church member. Church members go to hell if they're not saved. Amen. We need to be saved. You need to make that call sure. You need to make that call sure as we sing together this morning.